This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1648, How Present Perfect Leads to Job Interview Success.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American host, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Arizona and Colorado, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. When you are in a job interview and the interviewer asks you what you've done, you don't need to give all of the details right away. Today, learn how to use the present perfect to talk about your accomplishments in an English interview. Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN.
Hello, Lindsay. How's it going?
Hey, Aubrey. How's it going? I'm glad to have you on the podcast. It's good to chat with you.
I know. So fun to be here. Yes. I have been having a really great day, and so good. I'm just in a really good mood. This is going to be fun.
That's fantastic. Guys, if you haven't heard Aubrey's voice, Aubrey is on the show today, and normally she hangs out on the IELTS Energy podcast, but she is a member of our team here at All Ears English, and we are excited to have her on All Ears English more often. So welcome, Aubrey.
Yes. And this is a really fun reason that I'm here. We're doing a series on grammar, but the most important grammar to know, especially for work, that you need business. And I know you guys have heard us say, don't focus on grammar so much. Don't stress about it. But there are times when it's important to either use the correct grammar or more native grammar structures for specific things in order to make those connections to network at work.
Yeah, because again, I'm going to say this every time, business is relationships. I've learned that so much over the last few years. It's about who you know, and it's also about saving time. And when we can be clear about what we're trying to say, we save a lot of time. Okay, those are the two things we're going after, relationships and being efficient in business. Yes. And that's why we're here, right, Aubrey?
That's such a good point, right? Mm-hmm. You know, everyone that you work with, if you can say things more succinctly, even if you're, you know, if you have a very informal conversation, if you're not droning on and on, you can say something a little quicker. Let's get to it. Everyone appreciates that. Everyone.
Oh my gosh. Especially in American business culture, but I think in the worldwide business culture, right? Because now we're just doing business across the world. You guys are working for multinationals. You need to call the New York office, the London office, and you need to be succinct and clear. Okay.
Exactly.
Good. So guys, I want to let you know, as you heard Michelle and I mention a few times this summer, there's something very exciting coming this fall. We're building a course to help you communicate more clearly with your grammar in business. So get on this early access list. You'll be the first to hear. Aubrey, where can our listeners go to get on that list?
Yes, go to allearsenglish.com/bizgrammar, B-I-Z-G-R-A-M-M-A-R. Yes, you don't want to miss this, guys. Get on the early list so that you are the first to know when we launch this course.
Awesome. We'll see you guys on that list. So now today, Aubrey, it looks like we're getting into job interviews. Is that right?
Yes. Even if you guys are at what you think is your dream job, you never know. You may have a job interview at some time in the future. I think most of us out there still have a job interview in our future, and you need to be ready. And you're almost guaranteed to be asked about past achievements, past experience, past success. And we want to share with you the grammar that you need in order to do this well.
Yeah, I love it. It is so important. I mean, you need to answer this question clearly, right? If you've got to nail this one. If you miss all the other questions, just nail this one because it's the most broad of all questions that you're going to get, right, Aubrey?
Yes, exactly. And so guys, today we're talking about present perfect. And of course, you'll use this elsewhere as well. Anytime you're talking about past achievements, past travels, you're going to use present perfect, but it is perfect for job interviews. So we're going to show you how. Yes. Present perfect is used when you're talking about past experiences or achievements, when there's no specific time mentioned, when the time doesn't matter because the focus is on the experience or the action. They don't care. The job interviewer doesn't care when it happened. They want to know about your experience and your achievements, but the time, like when you accomplished that, isn't nearly as important.
Yes, I love that. And you mentioned you've been working with some students on that. And the clearest piece was that the time doesn't matter, right, Aubrey?
Yes, exactly. I've been teaching some business personal coach classes to one of our amazing students. And she had a question about this. She was really struggling with present perfect and when to use it. And it really boils down to that. This is a way to simplify it so that you have a better idea is when you're talking about the past and the time doesn't matter about past experiences or actions, you're going to use the present perfect. And the form of it is has or have with the past participle. So let's get into some examples.
Yeah, let's get into some examples. But, you know, some of the reasons why I think our listeners struggle with this is I think this is used differently in different languages. Like I think in, right? Have you seen that? I mean, you've studied French, Aubrey, you know, different languages have different rules when it comes to communicating this tense. I think that's the problem. And then to compound that problem, the textbooks are not clear, right? They're not clear on how to really understand this tense.
Yes, this isn't a tense that translates directly into other languages very well. Mm-hmm. And yes, really good point. When you Google present perfect online, you're going to get this kind of complicated description about an action that started in the past that continues to the present. And
it's like an essay, right? It's like a whole essay.
It's a whole thing and it is confusing. And then you see the example sentences, but then you'll hear, you know, a sentence in past simple and you might think, okay, I don't understand why they're using past simple instead of present perfect. It just seems so complicated until you start thinking about it this way. If the time doesn't matter, the time isn't mentioned, that's when we're using present perfect.
Yeah, that's why I love how you've boiled that down. Do we care about the time? Yes or no? If it's a no, then we're talking about present perfect. So good. Okay.
Exactly.
Let's go into the details then, Aubrey, shall
we? Okay, so a couple example sentences just to clarify this, right? So if you're asked in a job interview, if you've done much traveling, you would say in present perfect, yeah, I have traveled to many countries, and then you'll go into more specifics, right?
Yes.
And think about the difference. The time doesn't matter there. I have traveled to many countries. It doesn't matter when. I'm not clarifying. Past simple would be if I'm saying I traveled to Africa in 2009, right? You can't use present perfect there because time matters. So suddenly the tense changes.
Right. As we say, you know, in business culture, people are busy. Don't bore them with the details unless they want to know, right? I think people have a tendency to maybe add too much information before we need to add that information. That's a very advanced skill to maybe also leave people a little questioning, like make them curious about you by just throwing out a broad fact and then move on. And then if they want to ask and dig in, you can go back to that and give them specifics.
Exactly. That's a cooler especially way to in a job interview, right? Yeah. Where you don't have that much time. You need to get this information across. You definitely don't want to bore them with unnecessary details. So that's why the present perfect is so perfect here, right? If they're asking you about languages you've studied, I have studied multiple languages. And this is an interesting note here. We almost always use the contraction. Like that felt odd to me to even say, I have studied multiple languages, right? We're going to say I've studied multiple languages always, even in a job interview, which you're thinking of as more formal.
Totally. Because you know what? Again, we have to say it quickly. So we don't have time to say, I have studied multiple languages. It takes too long. It seems like a lot of this is coming down to efficiency.
Yes, right? Exactly. Yes.
Hey guys, do you need to improve your grammar for business and learn how to be a better leader at work? Get on the list and be the first to hear when our brand new course is ready for you very soon. Go to allearsenglish.com/bizgrammar. That's allearsenglish.com/BIZ grammar.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So we are going to do a role play. Okay. We just want you guys to see how this could work in an actual interview. So this is going to be fun. I'm going to interview you, Lindsay, for a position as a zookeeper at the zoo where I work.
This is the job I always wanted. Yes.
There you go. I think I did as a child. I think I would have loved to be a zookeeper. That would have been my...
I love animals. Why not? Right? Especially exotic animals like tigers, lions, and bears. I mean, geez, exciting stuff, right?
Exactly, right? So you guys be listening as we go through this role play for the times we use present perfect, and then we'll come back and point them out. But you'll see how native this feels to answer with present perfect. Okay, so I'll start us out.
All right.
Thank you for coming in today, Lindsay, to chat with me.
Well, thanks for having me. I've read great things about this company. I'm really excited for this opportunity.
Awesome. So first, tell me about your past experience. Have you worked with animals before?
Yes, I've always loved animals, and I've spent a lot of time volunteering at a local zoo.
Wonderful. What are you proudest of during your time as a volunteer?
Well, I was part of a team that planned and carried out improvements to a lion enclosure, and I was extremely proud of the outcomes. There was so much space for the animals. It was great.
Did you find that experience very rewarding?
Most definitely. Absolutely. I've always wanted to make a difference for animals, and it was very meaningful to accomplish this goal. I've hoped for some time to have the chance to do it again. Oh, very formal. I felt very fancy in that role play. I'm not sure if our listeners noticed that my register was a little bit more formal there, right, Aubrey?
Definitely, which kind of comes out in an interview, right? Because it is one of the most formal situations where we're speaking, we're trying to sound a little more impressive, a little more accomplished, maybe. You want to make a good impression, and that comes out in the language that you use and your demeanor.
Exactly.
So let's go over these, right?
Okay, let's do it.
Mm-hmm. So the first one, and I think this is such a great strategy, you know you want to have looked into the company before you interview. You want to know something about them. So to be able to throw in that I've read great things about this company is such a good, I know job recruiters, HR professionals who are impressed by that.
Oh, for knowing, sure.
You know, and it's not enough just to look it up. You have to let them know that you did, that you put in that extra effort and notice how you would use present perfect for that. I've read great things about this company.
Yeah. And I would just say for a pro tip, it's good to open it up to show them that you've read and later maybe even insert something on the lines of a question. Tell me about your campaign to, you know, help the environment in Africa where you source your lions or something, right?
So, definitely. You know,
'cause that's taking it to that next step, right?
Yes, so, to share really that you really did look into something and you know something that you could share for sure.
Yeah, so good. So I've read great things. What's next? What did I say after that?
So then you said, I've always loved animals, and you can see how time doesn't matter here. So it would be present perfect. And I've spent a lot of time volunteering. And it's interesting how the word time is even there, but think about how the actual time doesn't matter, right?
Oh. Good point. And, you know, it's very possible that this person could then ask you in the next question, tell me where you volunteered. At that point, Aubrey, are we staying in the present tense or are we going into the simple past?
That's definitely going to be the simple past because you'll share details about a specific action, a specific event that happened in the past at a specific time. So that's a good point. If you're asked for clarifying details, it's almost always going to be simple past.
I love it. I love it. So good. And then at the very end, I said, I've always wanted to make a difference for animals. And this is where we talk about things we've wanted to do our whole lives, where it comes from your heart, right?
Exactly. And again, present perfect because you know, always you might think you hear this and say, well, the time is sort of being stated that it was always because this is such a general term, like you said, of something you've always felt, the time is still not specifically stated. It's not mentioned. It's not important. It's something that has always been the case.
Exactly. So you don't need to share with the person that maybe from the age of 5 until now you've wanted to. That's right. Irrelevant. That doesn't matter. You just
too
say
much
always.
Detail.
Too much exactly. Detail. Overshare.
And same with the next one, right? I've hoped for some time to have the chance, even though you're saying for some time, because the actual time that this happened is not shared.
Okay.
It's still present perfect, right? Doesn't matter when. It's been for some time, always, right? This general time that isn't really sharing when this happened.
Yeah, this is a good phrase. I don't know if we've talked much on the show about some time. Tell us a little bit more about what that, you know, what exactly, is this a long time? Is this a medium amount of time? What is this exactly?
Yeah, this is definitely a lengthy amount of time, like your whole life or ever since you were a child, right? I've hoped for some time. That some at least time. Has to be multiple years.
Yeah, and there's an important pronunciation piece here too, right? If I just say some time, that doesn't quite work. How do we have to say it?
Yeah, the intonation is pretty specific here, where you would always emphasize some. I've hoped for some time.
Yeah.
And you're drawing out some a little bit too, because you're right. The whole meaning changes. I've hoped for some time. Like, wait, what time? Earlier today at 2 p.m.? I'm confused.
1 p.m. Yeah, right. Exactly. You would completely lose the person, right?
Exactly.
So, this is so good. This is so good. So, I mean, I love that we're talking about this broad way of talking about your accomplishments, your achievements, things you've done. Aubrey, you know, let's tie it all together. What are we going to come away with today for our listeners?
Yeah, I want you guys to be comfortable using the present perfect, right? I know this is scary for a lot of language learners. Mm-hmm. And just like you said, Lindsay, it doesn't really translate directly from other languages. So instead of trying to translate directly, really get this understanding of the present perfect that you're using it when time doesn't matter. And plan to use it in your next job interview to be very native and natural and impress the person interviewing you with your amazing grammar.
Exactly. Don't miss the chance to share the amazing things you've done, right? In an interview, you kind of have to brag, and that's okay.
For
we have to self-promote. And we could talk about that. We probably will talk about that at some point in the course community about self-promotion across cultures. Some cultures struggle with it. Some cultures are okay with it. But I think in general, to get a job, you have to be ready to talk about what you've done. And now you guys have the grammar to do it. But in the course, we do so much more, right, Aubrey?
Exactly. You guys want to get on this early list. There are going to be so many grammar tips, not just the regular whatever grammar, the most important things to know for business English, the grammar you need to know to sound native and natural and make those connections at work. So get on the list at allearsenglish.com/bizgrammar.
You got it. All right. Awesome. Thanks for hanging out today, Aubrey. It's great to have you on the show. I'm excited for this new series this fall that we're doing here.
Yes. Thanks. I'll see you later, Lindsay.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.